tell that ass sucker to suck out of my ass.
Okay.
And I almost threw up. That was about the worst I've heard.
Was this done in court? This wasn't said in court, was it?
Outside of court.
I see.
Just outside of court. He took her child, and that was the worst.
Oh, I see.
That was the worst she could give him.
Okay, yeah, well, that's
pretty bad.
That's quite imaginative. Now here, return this as a change of context. Well, how about the calls to cows at milking time? Do you have any idea how that's done? To call a cow at milking time?
I've heard older folks say calling to cows at milking time, or calling to animals for feeding time.
Yeah.
They would have guttural sounds they'd make, a sui, sui, something like that.
Wouldn't that be more particularly for hogs, though?
Yeah, that would be more for hogs, though.
All right, how about...
They had one by woo-ah or something like that, and that was for the four-legged animals on the farm. Yeah. But I couldn't imitate them, really.
Okay, that's fine. Now, how about calls to urge a horse on? If you're riding a horse and you want to make it go fast, you'd say?
You'd say, get up, come on. But there's another earthy name that they use, a down-home name. I can't think of what it was.
For this?
Yeah, they would say some kind of tone with the tongue,
mm-hmm.
and also pulling on
more
the
like a plucking sound?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And this guy used to use it all the time in the neighborhood. He had a horse and he would come by and sell vegetables and things.
Uh-huh. How would you stop a horse?
You'd say, whoa. But then he had another sound that he would for stopping.
There's a clucking sound too?
Yeah. But he'd also be pulling on the straps at the same time.
And you said calls to the pigs was
a sui with a, it's a high shrill and come down low.
And a let's see, calls to chickens at feeding time.
We'd always say chick 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 and a cluck 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 cluck. Mine would be the imitation of the rooster.
Okay.
And he would look startled. Almost all the time. He would look at me like I was crazy.
Yeah. Okay. How about when you're riding on a horse, the thing, this one that hangs down either side of the saddle, put your feet in these?
Stirrups.
And the, would you have a name for two horses on a team? Would you have a name for the left horse, for the one on the left?
I've forgotten.
Okay.
I know that.
Would you ever hear the neigh horse for the one on the left?
Yeah, neigh and something else. G.
Oh, G and haw, you mean? I think it's G. Right?
G and haw, yeah, I was thinking of.
How about the things that you hold on to, the things that come back from the horse that you hold on to?
Oh, those are the straps, the hand straps.
Yeah.
Yeah, neigh and haw, G and haw. It's Chubby Checker in his latest.
Yeah.
Records, right?
Okay. I don't know G from Haw. Is that the song?
No. It says when you turn to the left, say
G.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Turn to the right, say Haw.
I see.
All teenagers know this.
I see. Because there was an old song called I don't know G from Haw. That was I just wondered if that was what it was. A person with political influence, you'd say he has what? He has.
He has pull.
Anything else?
He has